Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so give me a call, 347-826-7435. That is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call me, as always, I ask you, email a brother, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns will all be answered. And that's because I'm a nice guy like that. Social networking, because I want to social network with you. You can go to, if you have Facebook, you can go to the Smooth Drama page. Myself or Mr. J will add you, and we can talk a taste about this and that, from sneakers to hat. If you've already gone there, I would suggest you check out Groundhog Day for the Black Man. It is the funniest fucking video ever. It's about a black man who, like the famous Bill Murray movie, he gets killed every time he talks to the cops, and it just is all kinds of ways he's trying not to get killed by the cops. I'm being sidetracked, but trust me, if you haven't seen Groundhog Day for the Black Man, it is the saddest and funniest shit that you will ever see, ever. 4 minutes, I'm giving y'all 4 minutes of love in watching a black man die. The only time that I will advocate watching a black man die. Anyway, Google me. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back and we can converse. I'm going to say Afro Comic Con this weekend was phenomenal. Man, it was so much love in the building. Shout out to everybody that made it and showed me love. All my fellow panelists and all the people that showed up at the workshops that made us feel good. I mean, I was honored to be in y'all's presence this weekend. I mean, I never wanted it in. If there could be a Groundhog Day, it would have been for Afro Comic Con Saturday and Sunday, because the love that we got there was phenomenal. And genuinely, we went into it feeling one way, left out feeling like, man, it was amazing. I just say that. I made a lot of new friends, and some of my old friends that were there. You know, I know we all felt that same way. All my fellow panelists on the Black Creators and Hollywood panel, we all had one general thing: the love that was there. We got to keep that going. I mean, with that kind of love and that kind of support and that kind of unity that was on display this weekend, we do a few things. Speaking of doing a few things, former manager of Department of Defense Aerospace Threat Program said UFOs are real. And you know me, I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? that's not necessarily a conspiracy for me, because, you know, I'm not one of those people with his head stuck in the sand. I'm not an ostrich like, oh, yeah, there are thousands, millions of planets out there, but there's only going to be life on one. You have to be one of the dumbest people in existence. I'm not going to say on Earth. One of the dumbest people in existence to believe that they have all these planets, but there's life on only one planet. Yeah. Anyway, you know, so for him to come out and say UFOs are real, I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I get it. I mean, but it's like me coming on my show saying, hey, my dick is real. We know that. At least I know it. Now, if you know it, good for you. The point is, yeah, it's like sometimes people make statements that are just so obviously dumb. Now, I will say this, though, in his defense. There are a lot of dumb, foolish people out there who are of the belief that we are the center of the universe. Nothing else exists outside of us because God thought that we were so special that he would only put his prized creation on one planet, and that's it. And so if some aliens do show up, like real aliens, well, what are y'all going to do? I mean, it's kind of scary to think what would happen if we were visited by real aliens. I mean, the way folks have been, indoctrinated into all the aliens want to attack and kill us or anally probe you. You know, I don't know where that, well, I know where that came from. That came from somebody who had secret visions of jail and being in jail sagging, but that's a whole other story. Not going to go there because then I don't want a bunch of gay dudes knocking on my door like, why are you talking about that? Anally probing, there's nothing wrong with that. Anyway, speaking of anally probing, I know a lot of people know about Young Thug and the positive influence that he has on the youth of today, because he's gender fluid, so believes in gender fluidity when it comes to wearing a dress. And I'll never forget the guy who was defending him saying, well, hey, back in the days, nobody wore pants. And I'm like, you know, if I was in ancient Kemet and it was 125 out and I was Pharaoh or whatever, I would let my ball swing too. They need that air, right? And I'm guessing the women needed that air also because it was hotter than a mother. Well, it's still hotter than a mother there. But point is, you know, these dudes with wedding dresses and all, I ain't hating. But a new age jerk boy, I mean, apparently this is what you got to do to sell records. You have to put on a wedding dress. I still am not going to buy your album or even listen to anything you do because you wore the dress. But that's just me. Sorry, Anomaly. Your inappropriate comment was removed. Yeah. Okay, Hugo, you say I have a big-ass head. So I wonder how big your head is. Probably not that big, not as big as your big... Anyway, not that I know you, but if I did know you, I would dish you, but I'm not going to dish you because I don't know you. Thank you for listening. I hope you find my big-ass head exciting and it's in your dreams, and yeah. Anyway. Moving on, Jerk Boy. Because apparently K. Hugo is hanging out with New Age Jerk Boy, and they do things together. K. Hugo, I mean, if you don't want me to talk about your boyfriend, girlfriend, I don't know which one is the male or the female, just let me know. I mean, as I always say to anyone who wants to jump in and chime in on my show, when I was coming to do the show and I saw you in the alley on your knees sucking on New Age Jerk Boy's dick, I didn't slap it out your hand. I said, do you, homie. Do you. Anyway, I saw something sad that wasn't sad, but it was, I don't know if I'm supposed to laugh or not laugh or whatever. There was a 325-pound woman, and they said she was a 325-pound woman, killed a little girl by sitting on her and punishing her. You know, it was one of those things, like, you know, when you're immature, you laugh at stuff like that. Like, you know what? That would be funny. But then I sat there and thought, like, wow, you killed your daughter, punishing her. Sort of like a I'm sorry, y'all. I have a troll in my comments page as I'm live. Now, my troll is watching me and listening to me. You're technically, you're big upping me. You're making my numbers look better, but you're dissing me. Now, I can tell you, if I don't like someone, I would not listen to them. I wouldn't even remotely pretend to pay attention to them unless I was one of those people who was doing propaganda. And I'm studying folks so I can break down psychological warfare of the enemy. Then you have these other folks who they got nothing better to do than to try to talk shit about people that they don't know, because you hate people you don't know because you probably hate yourself. And this is one of those common things. Some people refer to it as the crabs in the bucket deal. I do not. I look at it like it is one of the main reasons why we say integration never worked, because you have folks who, instead of fighting for their rights, they fought to be like someone who hates them. So when they look in the mirror, all they see is ugly. And I would say to such individuals, I feel sorry for you, but I do not. We would hope that one day you would see fit to look at yourself and look at the people who look like you in a loving manner and not in a negative manner that belittles you and yourself. Yeah. So, I hate, and I know hate is a strong word, but I hate to go back and forth with people who don't love themselves. because it's like a losing proposition, right? Because it's like, yeah, I want you to belittle me because I'm belittled in my head in the first place. And that is the sad thing about it. And so I would say to the person with no name, peace be unto you. May the force be with you. And yeah, I'm going on break because, oh my God, you rattled me and I'm going to cry on my break. No, I'm not. Anyway, this is appropriately EPMD. You got to chill.
You got to chill, 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 chill. Let your constantly fleeing down to the sound of your PDMG. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Say a wrinkle while the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bang. The E-I-C-K is my name, my spell. Think to the clientele, yo, I'm out well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can be who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check one, two, I run out of line. Do the average of C. I'm going at the Terminator, Baker, Snoop Jack Terminator, destroying a boy when you're rhyming my boy. Never sweating your girl, why did she say when I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on the top. From the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow. And that's why I press full control. Sit back and relax. Let my rhymes pack. Maintain the peace while the doubly matters. Always calm under pressure. No need to act ill. Listen when I say you, boy. You got the shit. I'll be the person to computer information on rap. Like the BRD, my pieces that make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step. Make them sound deaf, sound deaf, sound deaf. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Don't worry about the thing. We can do this, we can do this. All the arms are standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers are here. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll. I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. The one thing I hate is the mic and the C. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease the way up and try to black my line. I did thousands of shows. Dish many faces to deal with Jack. Every now and then a sucker answer gets courageous. And like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But nevertheless, they all RIP. All was unaware, needs rest in peace. Just indeed. Stands for microphone doctor in the capital.
In the capital,
no doubt the cheese rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I'll kill. So believe me, boy. You got to just tell you what I'm saying. No, no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd. I'm not playing.
I'm playing.
You catch my drift. I try to enter out because I'm just too slow. I'm so swift, but not the natural fact. I'm like Zorro. I'm a bat. I don't swing on no rope, so no, I ain't cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword. Intimidated stage with the tone on my own. I'm my own when I'm pushing on the microphone. Cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. F.A.O. maker. I want to light the max and relax. And when it's time, it should dig and smack. I keep the hands clapping. Fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, losing control, smacking. The P and D, the mic, my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about violin, you best come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got to shield. You get a board. Thank you.
together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was EPMD. You got to chill. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. Now, in the news, Gabrielle Union came out, and I believe she said something to the effect that secretly, all men like they ass eating out. And, you know, I was like, man, I missed that memo. I didn't know that all men secretly like their ass eating out. I thought it was like all men love their dick being sucked. But apparently, I didn't get the memo that we all liked our ass being eaten out. But one, it's like in a relationship, unless they talked about it and was cool putting it out there, hey, we engage in ass play first, because I'm guessing that Dwayne Wade probably had that locker room where they're like, yeah, there's probably some dudes that's like, yeah, me too, dude. But at the same time, they probably had, you know, some dudes was like, man, how that go? And if you're Gabrielle Union's, you're one of their friends, do you let her kiss you ever again? I mean, I immediately, that's what I thought. It's like you're one of them people. You was on the red carpet last week with her, and, you know, she hugged you, gave you that kiss on the cheek. You got that Dwayne Wade fecal matter on you. Anyway. I was like, woo! That was kind of crazy. I don't know. I don't get it. Don't go there. That's an exit only area. That's it. Let it go. We're out. But I mean, she put it out there, and so I would ask. I know there are some ladies who do enjoy anal sex. And I'm guessing that there are some ladies who do eat ass. Now, one, are you comfortable saying that in public? I mean, obviously, she has a big platform because she's a movie star. And she's out there. But at the same time, I mean, would you want your friends to know that's what you do? I mean, because not only the friends, but then we start talking about you got the family also. So it's like, you know, mama heard or read that quote also. You know, so mama's like, I don't know if you're going to be kissing me with them lips, baby. And, you know, daddy is like, hey. You can't kiss me no more, baby girl. I mean, it's one of those things. It's not for everybody. And to see somebody come out and say it. Well, she said it, just put it out there. Kind of funny. But I'd be curious what y'all thought. Email me your thoughts on it. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. Be curious to see how y'all felt about eating ass and telling the whole world that I eat ass. I mean, is it bad for everybody? I don't know. To each their own. No judgment. You tell me. I am curious. What I'm not curious about was I got a question about for those of you who know me, I am very big on the Flint water situation. Not that the water is decent anywhere else. I mean, I'm in the Bay Area, and we've had some scare about the water, where they've talked about different places where the water wasn't good, and so there's a suspicion that water is not good throughout a lot of the states here, cities in the United States, old plumbing infrastructure not being what it should be. Now, there's a movie about Flint. Granted, there's a movie, a Lifetime movie about Flint in the water. But we know 2020 is when they're slated to fix these pipes. There's a movie that comes out talking about the dirty ass water in Flint, and the movie comes out before they even fix the damn pipes. Ain't that some shit? Just think about that for a second. There's a movie coming out about the dirty ass water in Flint, but there's still no movement. It's like, well, hey, we approved the money. It'll be out, you know, it'll be done 2020. Which is still 3 years from now. Well, 2 years and 10 months, I guess. Or 2 years, yeah, 2 years, 10 months, yeah. That's appropriate. Anyway, there's a second component to the question. Because the emailer asked, are we not tired of the same actors and actresses doing the same movies over and over again? Like, especially the black actresses, the black actors. To which we will say, it's funny, because this was actually one of the questions that came up on the panel at Afro Comic Con. And one of the brothers, Brother Darren, was like, yeah, you know, I've been trying to break into the industry. You know, he's hungry. He's out there. He puts his resume out there. He's like going out there for all the parts. Like, he read for Eazy-E and Boys in the Hood. And right now he is reading for, we'll see what happens, Static Shock, the movie. If you don't know who Static Shock is, Static Shock was one of the more popular Milestone characters, and it had a successful run on Cartoon Network before they took it off because it was just too positive. Black superhero, young man that was smart, that was positive. It was, there was just too much good about it, so they had to get rid of it because there was nothing negative you could say about it. Anyway, he's reading for that part, and he was talking about how in Hollywood there are certain cliques, and in order to get in, you have to be chosen by one of these famous producers, whatnot, to get in, get your foot in the door. And he's like, yeah, because he's a member of SAG, and there was a couple of members of SAG that were up there on the stage, and they were like, yeah, because there are certain, it just, you can't mix with them. They won't even talk to you if you're not in their circle. And so he's talking about, yeah, he got in on an episode of Ballers. He got in on a couple other episodes of shows, and people started noticing him. And they was, oh yeah, we want to talk to you. But, you know, what he alluded to And it's something that we talk about, and it's kind of like one of those untalked about but open-ended secrets where we kind of know that in order to get in on some of these films, either you're going to give up some of the money or some of the booty. It's one or the other. You know, one of the homies is like, yeah, you haven't been in the film yet because you haven't sucked the right producer's dick. And unfortunately, that is the rumor. I mean, we've heard the stories. You've had a show guest, Cherry Johnson, talk about how, you know, she's not in any of these major movies, hadn't been in any of the major movies because people were trying to fuck her to get her in the movie or basically rob her to get her in the movie. Like, I'm going to take 75% of what you should be getting paid so you can get in the movie, so you can get your foot in the door. That kind of robbery is what goes on. Not that it's that big of a shock, but, you know, so getting back to the question, why do we have the same people? I mean, because these are the people who've already compromised themselves, unfortunately. And, you know, it's no, well, I can't say that it is not, it's not an issue of disrespect, because I wouldn't say any of the mainstream actresses or actors who are out there that keep getting these roles, they did what they had to do to get in the door, and they're in the door, and they're the go-to guys. Now, how do you break that glass ceiling in Hollywood? But this goes back to that old, well, you have to support the independent films. See, it's one of those things where you're the kingmaker. And when I say you're the kingmaker, I'm talking to most black folks. It's not about the mainstream. You're the mainstream. If you say it's hot, they jump on it. So it's like there's a movie. I throw this movie out there, Blair Witch. Blair Witch was a cheap movie. They didn't spend too much money on it. I think it was like maybe less than $1 million, but they made like $100 million. Spike Lee's She's Gotta Have It, he spent like $30,000-$40,000, and you know, he made a few million, and look where he is now. The point is, you're the kingmakers. So if you decide that you want to see certain stories, I mean, remember, you could not get anything that was remotely close to a black drama on TV. Now there's a whole bunch of them. Now there are compromised characters in these black dramas, but you have a lot of black dramas because you said, hey, if you don't put these black dramas on TV, we're not watching it. And so they responded to it, which is the point. They respond to what you asked for. And if you want to see something different, make it happen. You have the power. You have the voice. Because I can say it. There is no shortage of independent films, independent creators out there who have different visions, who, you know, people just say, oh, I didn't know that. I mean, it's out there. And that's the beauty of the internet. Out there. I mean, I think I talked about it where John Landis talked about how Wonder Woman was not a good movie. He said, y'all only watched it because it was different, which is the point. You watched it because you got tired of seeing the same old thing. So you wanted to see something different. You supported something different. And now they have no anything but to take note and promote it that way. Now you notice the new Justice League trailer. It's Wonder Woman heavy. Wonder Woman heavy. Why? Because she's something different, and she brings in a different demographic because people are tired of seeing the same old BS. White dude beating up. It's the same old story. Same. There's no new paradigm. So when you come out with a new paradigm, everybody's on it. I mean, look, Blade actually shifted the paradigm and made everyone love superhero movies. Remember, the superhero movie deal was like done and corny. Blade comes out, Blade 1 and Blade 2. They do $100 million, and then Marvel movies just came out all of a sudden. Because remember, there were no real Marvel movies that came out that were worth anything. And so, once again, it's what do you want? What do you want to see? Because there's a narrative out there that, well, people don't want to see this, people don't want to see that, and this is against everything that we're for. But then, when something that's the opposite of what they put out there and what they think would do good sells, then they jump on the bandwagon. Now, case in point, just going a little sideways here, and how your oppressor thinks. Alabama Republican Senate nominee Roy Moore said he believes the Supreme Court ruling allowing loving adults to marry, meaning gay people, gay marriage, is worse than the court's 1857 decision that upheld slavery. Now, let's put these things in perspective. People who want to come together and make their lives miserable and being able to legally do it is worse than people who were held hostage and couldn't do anything but work for somebody and have their lives made miserable. Now, I would, and maybe I'm obviously biased, I would say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you, homie. Gay marriage is not worse than than slavery. No. People who want to come together and be miserable all voluntarily, thumbs up to you. Hey, good luck with that. I hope it works out, even though I know it's not. Nah, I'm not this. I'm just saying, because I think a lot of times people are doing this thing because it's trendy, right? You know, like, right now, the trendy thing to do is to come out and, you know, say you're gay. It's like heroic right now, but it's not heroic. It's just like, oh, everybody else is saying it, so they're coming out, I'm gay. It's like, you're not a hero. You're just a dude who likes sucking dick or having their dick sucked by a man. There's nothing heroic about that. And vice versa with women. Hey, your woman that wants to be with a woman, there's nothing heroic about it. It's just that's your preference. That's just me. Conversely, equating the taking away of someone's humanity, abject, horrific treatment of a human being by other human beings, equating that with sexual preference, and to be able to legally express your sexual preference, nah, they ain't the same. And I will fight to the end to keep saying it, just because. And on that note, I'm probably going to need a break. Well, not probably. I am going to need a break. This is Sky Zoo, by any means.
My enemies and plenty reach. So what the need is, get them lean, get a lead, get a lean like literally, get them clean. I still ain't clean up the mirror like shit is me. And then I'm trying to regroup thoughts. All these plans I was making to get me moved off and didn't know it right. Now that I know it right, I'm ducking cameras on the corner trying to blur the light. Blowing lights, car covered in scars, cutting the smog, and the smoke screams under the stars. What a facade, when the smoke steams up and beyond, I bought the UE. I'm old school, all of my slang is that truly. Pardon me if I'm different, part of me reminiscing, and part of me 2020, so part of me wouldn't miss it. Part of me's Montclair, and part of me's the sweat. Part of me's by the stairs, and part of me's on a jet. But all of me's the embodiment of a Yankee fitted, the only one who was riding up with a Yankee in it. Fuck it though, chalk it up to the rat. Nobody introduced me to Nia, so now I'm back. Like, can it all be so simple now? Can it be that everyone that you a fan of is a fan of me? I use that to try to see just what the phantom be. And if it don't go as planned, then I just plan to leave. Leave before it turns, and then they swear it didn't. By any means, you saw them serve, you hear the difference. Raised as a witness like Jill Scott and the Jackson. Were born the day before Christmas, some shit I'm probably back with. I'm living out of a rapper, gold ones to be honest. With big XLs all over them if you jacking. Just being honest, something nobody ever is. Relevant problems because the problem is relevant. Invincible in the memo section. Motherfucker shoulder reading, trying to get a reflection by any means. And trying to make it all make sense. Let's talk money on the beat so we can all pay rent. Playing Cody Chestnut, the theme song. Nothing but an open heart for me to lean on. Trying to get my green grown. Children singing out through the high heavens. Lord, please help us not to be clones. Where after we roam, I feel the load weigh heavily, telling them reload. I just want peace though. Peace within us are in. Peace from within. Shines brighter than the stars and the cars and the shards of the shoot and the bezel, the screws to the shovel, the views to the use to the use is a vessel. To tell the truth, I used to dream of it too. But tell me what's an honest commie to do. I mean the obvious route. Stack it up to get the Zach and whatnot. Instead of stack to get a pad with a yacht. By any means, I'm trying to feed my people. Need to do it, you die. Until I'm in the zoo in the sky. Almighty open my. By any means, my enemy was in 23. Got the passage defeated and balanced him and me. Shit ain't working, so now I'm trying to get where he be. It's sub-zero, that motherfucker was gonna sleep. Looking down at a mirror where his pillow be. Reforming, got through it to keep him sleep. No hustle involved, but that was beating me. Know the hustle involved if you should see him leave. Know we run to the stars whenever we are rich. How they come to
together, together you guys. Ooh, drummer. Smooth Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Sky Zoo, by any means. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, you know, I talk about Groundhog Day. Because Groundhog Day is the same old racism that happens here in America over and over and over again. I got two cases here, but, you know, I can't go without at least hearing the
that shit right. Happened again? Oh, hell no!
What is that shit that happened again? Well, actually, this didn't happen again. This just happened. There was an Oklahoma man who, named John Wayne Kellerman. No, you got to be racist because his name was John Wayne. Anyway, John Wayne Kellerman was pulled over last week. 54-year-old white man covered in Vaseline in his car driving 57 in a 45 in a bikini thong with his porn magazine and a jar of Vaseline in the seat next to him. Why am I talking about this or that? Groundhog Day? Let's think about it. State of Oklahoma, we had a black man whose car broke down. Instead of getting a little help from the police officer, he got shot and killed because his car broke down. This is a dude, white dude, speeding in a thong covered in Vaseline. I'm trying to get that thought and that image out of my head. It's kind of horrible. But let's think about that for a second. He's in a thong covered in Vaseline. Now, maybe it's me. I'd have shot him. Just because he's sitting there in his thong in the car covered in Vaseline. That would have set me off. Like, hold on, what? He was a thong in Vaseline? Pow. I wouldn't have killed him. You know, and maybe that's because black folks are more spiritual people. I'm a more spiritual person. I don't know. But yeah. He didn't get killed. He got arrested. Now, technically, he got a speeding ticket, right? But, I mean, should it really be an issue? Should he been arrested because he was wearing a thong? But I digress. He lived. He was kind of weird. I don't know. Now, you know, one of my listeners said indecent exposure, but, you know, if you're coming from the swimming pool and, you know, I don't know much about Caucasian skin because I don't have it. Maybe he had Vaseline on to protect himself from the sun. Maybe that's what was happening. He was being protected from the sun. Vaseline might have some properties because I know a lot of black women use Vaseline to moisten themselves. And maybe he thought he had a black friend or two. Meaning he wasn't racist because his name was John Wayne Kellerman. You know, he wasn't in white. I had black friends, and they told me if you put Vaseline all over your body, it'll be good for you. You stay moisturized. He wanted to, as Puff Daddy once famously said, moisturize his situation. And, okay, I'm done. Point is, he lived, and he was in a thong. Would a black man live in a thong? I don't know. Another Groundhog Day. In Chicago, you know that place that they call Chirac right about now. In Chicago, there was a police officer, Marco Proano, who the federal prosecutors are seeking an 8-year prison sentence for him because he shot into a car full of teenagers in 2013, wounding two of them. He's scheduled to be sentenced on November the 20th. His attorney, though, is seeking probation for him and saying that he says he should only get probation because his and I say this with all seriousness. They said that his career was derailed amid protests against police violence. That is what his lawyer said. His lawyer said he deserves probation because he's the married father of three and had a decorated career before it was derailed amid protests against police violence. Yeah. Hey, look. People start protesting against police violence, and that messed him up so much that he had to shoot into a car of teenagers, wounding a couple of them because, hey, they had the nerve, and people had the nerve to protest police violence. How dare they? So what do? I shoot into a car of people who are not shooting at him. Let me say that. Not people who were shooting at him. Dash cam video shows him firing inside the car. Now, of course, he used the, I believe that they were posing a threat. Of course, because, you know, black folks were all threats. And, you know, there is no bigger threat than somebody who is trying to get away from the officer or going in the opposite direction. Because in this bizarre world, as we know, you're doing the exact opposite is what makes you a threat. So if I'm running from the cop, that means he's fearing for his life. Because it's obvious. I am running from him because I'm trying to kill him. That's what happens. You're running from somebody because you're trying to kill them. That's how I look at it. That's the bizarre world that we live in. I mean, because we know, and we go over it, and we have to keep saying it, so that maybe one day it will sink in. You're on video, running away from the cop, you get shot. If you're standing in front of the cop on video, and you are apprehended, you get shot. I mean, and we talk about this one all the time, that the black man who was on the ground with his hands and legs up, he wasn't even part of the disturbance. It was the autistic kid that he was servicing was the disturbance. They shot the black man laying on the ground with his hands up and his legs up. Hands up, legs up. Don't shoot me. I'm trying to help the kid. And he got shot. They asked the officer why he shot him. He said, I don't know. I don't know. Now, we think about that for a second. They don't know why they're shooting at you. They just are. And I started off the show by saying, you get a chance. Watch Groundhog Day for a Black Man. It is a funny-ass video. But it's a sad testimony also because we know the truth is funny as hell. But sad that it's the truth. Lies aren't funny, but the truth is. And the fact that there's nothing that we can do to save us from being shot, except maybe leave Earth. You know, if we can, like, leave Earth and not be followed by cops. And even then, they'll probably follow us like you was threatening us by leaving Earth. I'd shoot you. It is so funny and sad all at the same time. Case in point. And it was one of those things that kind of irked me here. Where a North Carolina man at the Richard, well, no, not North Carolina. I'm sorry. It was at the Richard Spencer event. Outside of it, he hugged a neo-Nazi. Yeah, I said it. He hugged a neo-Nazi and asked him, "Why do you hate me, dog?" What did he say? I don't know. What did he say? Why do you hate me, dog? Why do you hate me, dog? And he said, I don't know. Now, let's just examine that statement there for a second. Folks hate you and don't even know why. It's like at this point it's second nature. It's like I can't help but hate you. I kind of have to. If I don't hate you, then I'm gonna self-destruct and die. I'm gonna choke on my own vomit or something. I mean it's like I don't know. You know, I'd have to ask some of these people I would never ask a question to. It's like, why do you hate black people who you've never met, don't know, will never know? Why you hate me? I don't know. Why'd you shoot me? I don't know. What can I do to not get shot? I don't know. That is the answer. Why am I a threat? I don't know. I mean, it's the craziest thing ever. It's the craziest thing ever. People will hate you because they hate you, not because you did anything wrong. They just hate you because you exist. Because I'm breathing, I'm a bad person. I mean, that's a sad testimony right there, right? Because I'm breathing, I'm a bad person, and they hate me. What can you do? What can you say when people don't even know why they hate everything about you? I can't even, you know, at that point, what is my defense? What's my mechanism? You know, I can't be scared to death to be outside because I might get shot. But that's pretty much what we've come down to. There's nothing that I can say or do. Content of my character, being a great person, none of that stuff matters. I'm a threat just because. And on that note, I am the Frozen, Mr. F the N Word, and this was another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace. Peace. Love and hair grease.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
smooth.